Thank you, Chair. Can I propose an amendment to my motion? Do you want me to read it out?
Sir, if you could read it, please.
Okay, the amended motion as follows. That this council notes that on the 19th of June 2019, the UNESCO Man Biosphere Committee approved an application led by the Isle of Wight Area of Outstanding Natural Beauty and supported by both the Isle of Wight Council and the Islands MP for the Isle of Wight to be awarded the status of a UNESCO biosphere. The wording of the proposal put before the committee is set out as follows. This council takes the view that the award of biosphere status has the potential to create and access major opportunities to support and develop a sustainable economy of the island, in particular by supporting and protecting key elements of the island landscape and environment. In order to maximise these opportunities, Council therefore recommends that the administration now take the following actions. One, to direct the maintenance and preservation of the biosphere status to the now appropriate body of the Environment and Sustainability Forum, which has a revised terms of reference following the recent declaration of climate emergency and in line with the current partnership-based steering committee, which oversees the Isle of Wight area of outstanding natural beauty. Two, to recognise the status of the Isle of Wight as a UNESCO biosphere in the island plan and to link this status to the mechanism of the ESF to manage it going forward. Three, the ESF is to be chaired by the relevant officer and attended by relevant cabinet members, town and parish councillors, representatives of the AOMB, environmental groups and other outside bodies. Four, to encourage and develop awareness of the biosphere amongst businesses, residents and other relevant agencies and interested parties. Five, to make links and liaise with any potential partners through the ESF, including other relevant biosphere areas, in order to access information and assistance that may harness and help maximise the benefits of biosphere status to the island.
Thank you, Councillor. Andre, would you, Councillor Hastings, would you like?
Chairman, yes, seconded.
Would you like to speak on it now?
I will speak because I've not reserved my right to speak.
Councillor Andre, would you like to speak on the motion? Sorry.
Having presented the amendment. On the 19th of June, the Man and Biosphere Committee meeting at the UNESCO headquarters in Paris gave unanimous approval for the Isle of Wight to be designated as the UK's seventh biosphere and only the fourth in England. This was the culmination of a vision that formed over 3 years ago, followed by an extensive partnership between the AOMB and community-led projects and organisations, and a commitment to do everything necessary to achieve biosphere status of the island by the AOMB. This is a highly significant development in both protecting the landscapes of our island and ensuring and promoting a sustainable future for our island community. In making the submission to UNESCO for our recognition and approval as a biosphere, we were able to evidence the many ways in which we bring communities and the environment together to promote a sustainable future, which is the key to us retaining this important designation. Having now received this accreditation, it is vitally important that we commit to further developing our island in a cohesive and sensitive way that makes the most of every opportunity to both protect and enhance our stunning landscapes and seascapes, and in some instances, our unique flora and fauna, for the benefit of both residents and visitors for years to come. The motion clearly states what is sought, but in particular, in bringing this motion to full council, I am giving members the opportunity to direct support for the recognition of the biosphere in the island plan through the ESF. The AOMB is already recognised in a draft plan, so it would only seem logical and appropriate that the biosphere should be in there as well, as an international designation that recognises the work done by the AOMB, as well as other agencies that support our landscape, such as the CPRE, Natural England, the National Trust and others. The commitment to promote our biosphere status through the Environment and Sustainability Forum, made up of representatives from such partner agencies, together with relevant cabinet members and elected members, would give substance and traction to our commitment to maintain that status. This is an opportunity to embed good practices into our governance structure and specific inclusion in the island plan, but support the objectives as expressed in the corporate plan refresh, which cites the benefits of biosphere status. We have positive indications from the interim report of the Glover Review that there will be support, including potential funding, for designated landscapes who show a clear, bold vision and ambition, and I quote, "We think that AOMDs should be strengthened with increased funding, new purposes, and a greater voice on development. We have been impressed by what they often achieve now through partnership working." I would submit that failure to recognise the biosphere properly would obviously run counter to this and potentially undermine the opportunities that may well be available. That commitment to protect our landscape and support the AOMD partnership with their work in maintaining and enhancing the Isle of Wight's UNESCO biosphere designation is given by the Cabinet Member for the Environment and Heritage, Councillor Hobart, in the Corporate Plan Refresh. Indeed, the Leader's Update from the last full Council meeting in July stated, this, as in biosphere status, is something that was supported by this Council, and we will now need to consider this important status as we develop future policies and strategies in all areas of the Council's influence. This is the start of a new way of thinking for this Council, which, if given the priority that it merits, will lead to an innovative, forward-thinking, and most importantly, sustainable future for generations to come. We need to embed the core principles of connecting our communities with our environment in a sustainable and proactive way to develop and grow. If we don't value, protect, and cherish what we have, we could lose our biosphere status, but also, more importantly, our opportunity for the Isle of Wight to be an inspiring place in which to grow up, work, live, and visit. I commend this motion to you. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Andre. Brilliant. Councillor Hastings, would you like to speak on it?
Thank you, Chairman. I apologise in advance if my voice breaks up somewhat. I think I'm beginning to suffer with a bit of man flu, but such is life. I was very pleased, actually, to work cross-party previously at the climate emergency motion with Councillor Lilly, and I'm just as pleased to have worked collaboratively with Councillor Andre. And what she just said is exactly right and very well said. I've also spoken with Councillor Abraham and the Leader to work this suitably, and Councillor Abraham has said that he will pass the island plan. He's quite happy to get this in there and properly in there and linked to the Environment Sustainability Forum. I would like to promote the Environment Sustainability Forum as well at this stage, and all members should attend whenever they can. It is a fabulous platform, a new mechanism. It has a completely new remit going forward since the Climate Emergency Declaration. We're in good company with our biosphere. There are 7 biosphere reserves in the UK. We have Westeros, Scotland, Galloway and South Ayrshire, Brighton and Lewis Downs, North Devon, Isle of Man, and Biosphere Diffie in Wales. And now a little gem called the Isle of Wight. So those people that are somewhere other elsewhere in the world, maybe Australia, Canada, America, Japan, thinking about their holidays, if they were to look up on Google, where are the biospheres in the world, they would find the Isle of Wight. And that's fantastic that we've got it. We now have to look after it, protect it, and make sure we keep it for generations to come. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Hastings. We have got just under 10 minutes left. Councillor Whitehouse, next speaker, please.
Quite briefly, Chair, I should be supporting this motion, although in reading it and listening to the speech from Councillor André, I seemed to recognise a voice from the past talking to me. And I just wondered if perhaps she still has any interest. No.
If I had an interest, Councillor Whitehouse, I would declare it.
OK, that's fine. I'm just providing you with the opportunity. But in voting for the motion, it does not mean that I endorse all the comments from Councillor André. This is certainly not a new way of thinking. In fact, successive administrations have been pressing the environmental aspects of our island offer. Indeed, that's why we have an AONB in the first place, among many other green credentials and environmental credentials for our beautiful island, which I agree we must seek to maintain. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Whitehouse. Councillor Julie Jones-Evans.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, I'll be obviously supporting this motion from Councillor André, and I think it's really important to get the message out to everybody, every aspect of our community, about what a great opportunity this is to be on the world stage for not only just our environment, but it's our built heritage, it's our community as well. So which actually fits in very nicely with the news that you gave us earlier, Leader, for the heritage, the High Street Heritage Action Zone. So everything's sort of coming together nicely. And it would be remiss of me if I didn't mention, of course, the other UNESCO project we have going on the Isle of Wight, which is jointly funded by Isle of Wight Chamber businesses, individual businesses, and the Isle of Wight Council, which is Green Impact, which has it's in association with the National Union of Students, but has got a UNESCO award. So we really are doing fantastic work, and we should take every opportunity to spread the word and to celebrate. So thank you for bringing this to our attention, Councillor André, and I should be voting for it.
Thank you, Councillor Jones Evans. Councillor Beavis, you're next, please.
Thank you, Chair. Firstly, I'd just like to say that this is a fantastic opportunity to be awarded the biosphere status, and I congratulate everyone who's been engaged and involved in achieving this milestone. However, I will be voting against. And the reasons are that, in actual fact, I don't think we can justify being a biosphere when this council has hell-bent on reinstating the Undercliff Drive. The Undercliff Drive is a triple SI protected site. The Undercliff Drive has been collapsing for many, many years, which we all know. I've lived there for 15 years, and it's been closed longer than it's been open. And yet, at this time of austerity, at this time of cuts, we are intent on spending over £3 million plus, because these things never run on budget. And that's the assessment from our own consulting engineers as to the cost of repairing the Undercliff Drive. That's money we do not have, but we're intent on spending it. Our own consulting engineers, and this is in their own technical report, says that the repairs to the Undercliff Drive will be temporary. That means that we're going to spend £3 million now, and in 5 years' time, maybe, we're going to have to spend another £3 million to repair it all over again. This does not make economic sense. There is no economic justification for it. The Bournemouth University plan was a waste of money. I'm a consultant myself. I would have been ashamed to submit my invoice to the OI Council for that work. In their own words, it was not representative and the figures could not be relied on. So there is no economic justification. In addition to this, our own environment agency have said that repairing the Undercliff and making it, trying to make it permanent, which they've said they can't do, is the worst possible thing you can do to the Undercliff Drive. The Undercliff Drive exists in its beautiful form that it is now because of the water that trickles down through the Undercliff and the cliffs. The proposals to fix the Undercliff Drive permanently will drain that water away from the Undercliff Drive. So effectively, if you drain the water away to fix it, try and fix it permanently, you kill the Undercliff Drive. That water will no longer be there, and this great tourist resource that we have will disappear. So we're going to spend a load of money on a road that will fall to bits again, and in the process, we are going to destroy a triple SI protected site. That is why I can't support this motion as much as I agree with what it's all about. And I think it is fantastic, and I think we should be championing these things. But how about let's promote the Under Cliff Drive as it is now, as a fantastic environmental and beautiful site.
Thank you. Thank you, Doug. Please, I'll put the lead in there.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Interestingly, this motion raises a number of issues, some which you expect, some you don't. The first thing is, I'm grateful for Council, for Andre, and for Council hosting us in amongst all the preparation we did for this meeting this evening, that this was able to get an airing, because it was a lot of those rolled over from the last meeting. And I'm pleased that we're able to put something as important as this achievement back into the public domain. The paper speaks for itself. The fact that we're one of seven in the country is awesome. And a lot of work went into achieving that. It also is going to set a bit of a template for us as we go forward. We mentioned the island plan, which is currently being reviewed or come to fruition in terms of consultation to next March, but absolutely right that we should consider when we in the future get our planning applications, what are people doing for the health and well-being of this island, and we can use this. It's another piece of ammunition. It's also a piece of ammunition that we can go to government and say we have some unique island characteristics, this is one of them. So I think there are many reasons why I will be very happy to support this. It's also a good piece of cross-party working, because this was going on all the time, so I thank both of the players on that. I think we should be very proud of this achievement, but turning it into reality is what's really important. Under Griff Drive, I could take all the rest of the time up having a healthy debate with my wonderful colleague from the other side of the bridge, but I'm not going to do that tonight. I'll let the outcome of the survey, which is due shortly, speak for itself, and when people hear some of the proposals that we're looking at in response to that, and some of the importance that I've placed on the environmental feedback, I hope that everybody will feel a bit more reassured. That's probably a debate for another day. So I just want to say thank you for putting this forward.
Thank you, Liam. But then, Councillor Garrett, if you could be very quick, because we'll wrap up with it by 5 minutes.
I'll do my best, Chair. I think Councillor Pease actually provides us a case study of why designations like this are so important. Councillor Andre has spoken about the risk of losing the status. By embedding a status such as this into our ways of thinking, rather than it just being a bolt-on, it's something we like but never actually pay regard to, that would be the worst way of doing it. I think, Councillor Pease, you could actually support this precisely because it supports your aims, I think, for what you were saying. That actually by embedding this sort of thinking, actually having regard to loss of the biosphere status actually makes thinking around things like Under Cliff Drive, and maybe, dare I say, St Mary's Roundabout or ever, any other motorised vehicle obsessed scheme, more different, but perhaps for this time next week.
Thank you. Thank you, Councillor Garrett. Councillor Andrew, if you'd like to sum up, then we're going to go back.
Thank you, Chair. Well, I'd like to say a big thank you to Councillor Garrett, because he made many of the points that I was actually going to make in my summing up. I would like to say that this is a very important designation for the whole island. Now, it's easy to be parochial, and I'm not unsympathetic to Councillor Pease and his residents and in what they have to go through with Under Cliff Drive. But I would urge him to think very carefully if he's not going to support this motion, because if you turn it on its head, having this designation, which is why I've asked for it to be embedded into the island plan, will actually feed through and strengthen any projects going forward, and I think that is significant, and that's one of the key elements of this motion that I am asking for, that has, you know, that Councillor Abraham has agreed with. So the fact that it will be actually, as Councillor Garrett said, embedded, it will support and strengthen all the forward-going projects for the whole island. So I do welcome strong support for this motion, and it would be lovely to have support from more members.
Thank you, Councillor Andre. If we can go to the vote, those members who wish to vote for this motion, please raise your hands.
Yes.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33.
Anyone against? Any abstentions?
No.
That's 32-4.
Thank you.
Motion carried.